Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, what we're going to be talking about is the arrows are flying. Oh, indeed, they are. Absolutely, they are flying, folks. The same bad guys that assailed you yesterday and the same bad guys that assailed you the week before and the same powers that are tolerated by the people on a worldwide basis, the same ones that assailed them a month ago and a year ago and 2 years ago and 3 years ago and 5 years ago and a decade ago and a generation ago, if they're still alive, they're the same people attacking you today. They're the same ones attacking you today. I'm sitting there listening to these propaganda news feeds, and I'm thinking to myself, you are playing the victim when, in fact, you are assailing the people. And you, Mr. Schumer from New York, you have been doing it for about 30 to 40 years now, and the American people have tolerated your crimes. They have tolerated you accusing them of the very things that you're guilty of, doing your best to tear down the law that keeps the American people free. Again, we can't blame anybody but ourselves for tolerating the likes of a Chuck Schumer, a Pelosi, I mean, the Ocasio, the list goes on and on and on. But I just wanted to make clear that everybody understood the same bad guys that have been attacking us for a long time in this country, they're the same people. Now their kids are doing it. And then their kids are going to do it, and then their kids are going to do it if we last that long, right? The fact of the matter is, folks, this all needs to be put to a stop. I was thinking about this yesterday after the show, because one of the things that we have done as a ministry, and I want to show this to you, is we have always done. As a matter of fact, if you look at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's filled with nothing but the things that we have done in the ministry. I'm thinking about all the high schools. I'm thinking about all the radio affiliates. And this is an accolade. And showing to people the fruit of what we've done. You know, it's kind of like Caleb and Joshua going into the promised land because Moses told them by the word of the Lord to go out there and show them that it can be done and that they're more than able to overcome. And in the process of doing that, you read 14. And what happened when they came back and they showed the people, the children of Israel, that they could overcome, were more than able to overcome, said Caleb. Isn't it interesting that people wanted to pick up stones and stone them to death? I mean, my goodness, folks, I'm on sonsoflibertyradio.com right now, and I'm just showing people the fruit of the ministry, and I was thinking about this yesterday. And again, it's not to add accolade to anything we are, because, you know, when I look at all of what most people are taken with, I'm thinking to myself, we haven't done a whole lot. And I know I tapped into this about a week and a half ago, but I'm just thinking about, Lord, look what you have done. You said if you'll be faithful with one, give him five. You said he who's faithful with five, give him 10. And take from him who hasn't done anything with his gifts and give it to the guy that has. Well, that's this ministry. And then the Lord looks at guys like me and he says, enter into the joy of the Lord. Not the other way around. Not the other way around. The more you do, the more you spend yourself, friends, for the things of the Lord, the more he gives you responsibilities. And it's an awesome privilege to be a part of that. It really, truly is. No question about it. And then I was thinking about this as I'm looking at our affiliates list, and then I'm thinking about all the high schools that we've done in the country. How come it is that nobody really cares that we're getting the job done? I mean, I know the bad guys care. That's why they censor us. That's why they suppress us so much. But I think to myself, these are all of the places showing people on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, all of the fruit of the ministry, all those little flags that you see right there, friends, are the places that we have been physically. All these antennas are where we are broadcasting throughout the United States of America. How come nobody cares about that? How come the only thing the American people care about is the next news anchor that's going to entertain them out of their freedoms? And how come that news anchor doesn't want anything to do with guys like us? Why are ministries so intimidated by ministries like this? Because they're not producing fruit. And the Bible says Jesus did in the book of Mark, chapter 11. Didn't he say that they're nigh unto cursing? And isn't that exactly what they brought on this nation, friends, a curse? Because people are more enthralled with hearing about the problems, as there's a little humor thrown in there, as there's a little spirit of Antichrist thrown in there, as the people subject themselves and they throw themselves into the cesspool of the shark-infested waters concerning the spirit of Antichrist, you know, the love of the world and the pride of life and the lust of the flesh and the love of the world, as I said. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Isn't it interesting? I'm serious when I'm saying this. Why is it that people don't want the answers? And why do those that claim that say they want the answer, that they want the answers or claim that they want the answers, how come it is that they're always the first ones to give you the negative report? Anybody ever notice this? Or what they do is they keep going back to the same circle, like it talks about in the book of Deuteronomy 1. They keep going around the mountain. You know what it says in Deuteronomy 1, friends? It says, those that had no knowledge between good and evil, tell them they're going into the promised land, but tell that older generation that goes around the mountain over and over and over again, they keep getting caught up into the same cycle, you know, like what's happening today in America in a big way. Tell them they're not going into the promised land. They're not going to taste of the Lord's Supper. Why? Because they're disobedient. But again, the wonder of the age, one of them, friends, I have several of them, is that nobody really wants the answers. What are we doing on this radio program? My purpose to be on this radio program is to work myself out of my call. Sheep begat sheep, right? And I praise God for people out there that are taking heed to the message, and they're actually going out there and practicing what the Word preaches, and they themselves practice what they preach concerning their adherence to the Word of God. I thank God for all of those people. They're far and few between, but they're there. But friends, do ask yourself the question, how is it that you become accustomed to just sit back and listen but nothing to nothing but the problem, and to rest satisfied with not righting the wrongs, especially those that have been born in the Spirit? I'll tell you what, those don't sit there. They're not going to be put in the box. They got to break out of the box, and they got to bring about the answers, because, again, we're called to be repairers of the breach, right? Yeah, we are. Isaiah 58, verse 12. In other words, the church is called to bring the answers to the world. You know, another thing I was thinking about yesterday, too, and I'll bring this up in just a moment, is Ephesians 6. I'll come right back to this in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just asking the question, folks, as the arrows are flying, why is it that the American people don't want the answers? It's true. And I see it all day long. I think I've shared this with you before, but when we first started doing just the high school assembly programs within themselves, did you know who our opposition was? I mean, yes, MSNBC, they came at us not once but twice. Yes, CNN came out. Yes, all the national affiliates, they were all allied against us. How'd that work out for them when the Lord gave us a national ministry through bearing the cross? The more they attacked, the more we grew. Hello, read Exodus 1. The more the children of Israel suffered affliction under Pharaoh, what happened? They multiplied. Yep. My goodness, friends. The church. It was the church. Where is the church? Here, I want to show you a video really quick. This is where the church is right now. This is what they're doing. They're dancing around like a bunch of idiots. Acting like someone's got some supernatural power to touch. And when one person begins to act out in a demonic fashion, all of a sudden, all these other grown-ups do the exact same thing, and they call it the Lord. Babies are being murdered in the womb, 70 million now, 3,000 to 4,000 today. The American people are under attack, especially their children, and what are they doing inside of the church building, folks? Laughing, playing games, slithering around like a bunch of snakes, like their father. No joke. It's an absolute mockery, but that's where they're at. That's where the children of the apostate are at today. What else is happening? Well, let me just kind of highlight the fact that the arrows are flying. I wanted to show you this. Miguel Hernandez Ruiz has been busted for what? Illegal alien from Mexico breaks into a Michigan home, sexually assaults two girls under the age of 13 years old. How is this the run of the norm with people in this country? I mean, folks, the American people have put up with a million times more than our forefathers would have ever dreamed of putting up with this. And here we are. I mean, this is insanity. another illegal. Oh, by the way, just for the record, if this is the first time watching, do remember the Biden administration from the top down in the states throughout the United States that have allured these illegals in. They are federally, according to law, responsible for the crimes of this illegal criminal that just got done sexually assaulting two girls under the age of 13 years old in Michigan. Okay? I mean, as if to suggest we didn't, you know, really think or know that this was going to happen. Hey, folks, they're bringing their culture with them. So what they do there, they're bringing into America with them. Of course, that's what they're going to bring with them. You can't make it up, can you? No, you can't. As the arrows fly, hey, church, let me tell you something. People, 86% of you that call yourself Christians, I want you to understand something, that when I look at Ephesians 6, verse 12, and I'm not being sarcastic, I'm being very wholeheartedly and sincere about what I'm sharing with you right now. The Bible tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God in the flesh, incarnate, because you are going to have a warfare in the flesh, right? That's not excluded. I know how people try to exclude themselves from a natural warfare, but whatever happens in the spiritual is going to be manifest in the natural sooner or later. And there's going to be a warfare, right? A physical warfare. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand or withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, and having your loins girt about with the truth of the word of God, John 7:17, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, which is of Christ, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, 2 Timothy 2:15, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always with all prayer and supplication. Now, I just want you to pay attention to the fact that that armor is fit for the front of the Christian soldier that endures hardness. You guys did notice that, right? I want you to listen to this. This just came to my aid, and it is absolutely amazing what we hear today. For example, we hear this when we go into a church today in America, right? I am a C-H. I am a C-H. I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. And then it goes on, and on, right? With a little joyful, bubbly music behind it. Not understanding when you listen to the lyrics or the psalms or the psalmist or the songs that are written by those that have written these lyrics, it's interesting the hardships that they go through. Like, for example, John Newton. You guys know that he used to be a slave trader, right? And that he was the one responsible for writing the words to the song Amazing Grace, that saved a wretch like me. Yeah, for his sin that he was forgiven of by the Lord God of heaven. But he had to go through a testimonial to get that song, didn't he? But I want to do this really quick, because I am making a point that we are called to be good soldiers and we're to endure as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Have you ever been over to see the lyrics of Onward, Christian Soldier? Have you ever noticed the tone that the American people, the way they sing that song, like it's a happy song? It's almost like it belongs in a circus today. Have you ever taken the time to listen to the lyrics? I want you to listen to this. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into this battle, see his banner go. Wow. Then he says, refrain. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before, at the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. Oh, then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. Yep, we are a blood-bought people, are we not? Yep. We are not divided, all one body we, Ephesians 4:1, one in hope and doctrine, 1 Corinthians 1:10, one in charity, Onward then, you people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. This throw countless ages men and angels sing. Wow! Boy, it's not just this little fluffy song, right? Here, I got one here for you. Just to show you the contrast. I want you to listen to this. Because you can't make it up. And this is how pathetic things have gotten in this country, to say the least. I'm just showing you what... Hang on a second. Here you go. Ready? Here you go. America Today.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
I mean, by the looks of these guys, no wonder why the enemies are so encouraged.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine. He is one that will never leave you flat. Boy, if they're not dancing around like a bunch of slithering snakes, laughing inside of the churches, well, their culture and their nation goes to hell, well, then they're singing songs like that. Can't make it up, can you? As the arrows fly. Yesterday I'd highlighted this. United Methodist Church votes to allow gay clergy. It's not a church. These are subversives. Matter of fact, if you go over to Jude 1:13, what does it tell us? Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, and they're allowed to do it. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. You know, for all those that just sit back and do nothing but condemn these sodomites, you know, you need to cross over and love on them enough to at least warn them to flee from the wrath to come, right? But the reason I wanted to show you that is because this is brand new. As the arrows fly, that's what we're talking about right now. As the arrows fly, did you see that NBC? Same people attacking you, friends, different day. NBC Universal to debut series about gay and trans animals. You also do understand, which I highlighted probably about a month ago, that it's the Chinese that are actually funding all this transgenderism nonsense, right? Why are the Chinese given a free hand to attack the American people? Well, because they're calling for a global order just like Russia is, and this all started with America. So we have to clean house, don't we, Americans? Yeah, I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com as the arrows are flying, and they're continuously flying. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Did an interview in Pensacola, Florida this morning. I believe it was WPNN, and we're going to be in Pensacola, Florida on May 24th at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be out there with Andrew Miller and Alex Newman. We will be there at 825 West 9 Mile Road, Pensacola, Florida, again at 6:30. It's my understanding, folks, that there's going to be all of Alabama there. I know that there's limited seating, so this is going to be a real event, and I'm looking forward to it. We're also going to be over in Burton, Michigan on June 1st with We the People. Again, Burton, Michigan, June 1st at We the People. That will start at 1 o'clock. It will go till 6 o'clock. And what we are doing is bringing together people that are actually bringing answers in this culture war in which we're involved, regardless if we know it or not. Folks, I wanted to highlight something real quick. During the break, you keep hearing the powers that are tolerated by the people on a worldwide basis define who the enemies are and who they're not. And how many times have we found that they're the responsible enemy? They're the ones responsible for advocating the crime or the division between two people. And again, this is nothing new, because dictators, what they do is they create their own enemies and they cast them into the minds of the people. And then they want the people to war against the enemies that they have created. Again, here we are. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again. There's 737 military bases, U.S. military bases, in over 142 countries worldwide. Can somebody please tell me how they did that? Well, they sent your boys, didn't they? They used your boys, and it was none other than Henry Kissinger, who said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as political pawns. So they're doing what they're doing at the use of the people. Without the people, they can do nothing, friends. But isn't it interesting how they cast into your mind who the enemies are? When I heard that, and what was going on with Hamas and Israel, the first thing I thought of was what Ben Franklin said. He said, war is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Revolution is when you decide that for yourself. Let me say that again. When the media, hey folks, these are the same people that are trying to illegalize or criminalize Christians in this country. And I'll tell you what, there's not a lot, not going to be a lot of people going to jail because there's not a lot of real deal Christians. I can tell you that right now. But with that, friends, I do want to tell you and let you know that the powers that are tolerated that are doing their best to accuse Scripture of the problem over in Israel. But what they're not telling you is Netanyahu, that criminal's impeached by his own people for trying to commit a genocide of those in what they call Israel today. And it's also his criminal administration that is trying to advocate what they call legislation and criminalizing Christians. Even if you say the name of Jesus, you can go to prison for 1 to 2 years. No joke. Again, war is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Revolution is when you decide for yourself as to who those bad guys are. So let me get back over to this. I got to start knocking these down a little bit. We're talking about the arrows are flying, and they surely are. United Methodist Church votes to allow gay clergy. Yesterday, I'd highlighted a bunch of transgressions before the Lord in Amos 4, and I noticed that in verse 11 of Amos 4, it said, I've overthrown some of you as God has overthrown Sodom and Gomorrah. Right? The very next scripture, that was where the Lord drew the line. He said, I've overthrown some of you as God has overthrown Sodom and Gomorrah. And then the next thing he said in verse 12 is, this is what I will do unto you, O Israel. Israel are the people. He said, prepare to meet your God. They've infiltrated the house of the Lord, and the people have let him do it. I just highlighted this during the last break. Queer Planet, NBC Universal to debate series about gay and trans animals. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that they are changing Boy Scouts of America. And they are changing a name. By the way, 3/4 of the Boy Scouts is completely dissolved. They got an out of the camp. But again, they've allowed them, these less than 1.7% of the population, to come in and what? Destroy that organization. Folks, this is what you're dealing with. These are those that come in to steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father, John 10:10. It should come as no wonder, friends, or it should not come as a surprise concerning where this is coming from. You all remember who Alina Kagan is, right? Well, she was appointed back in December of 2012, I wrote an article for WND, and I wrote Alina Kagan just in time for gay marriage. So this isn't by chance that this is happening, right? But I want you to know, I just want to give you a little bit of a highlight who she is really quick. Alina Kagan was the former dean of students at Harvard. Harvard's founding motto, for those that didn't know, is for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Did you know that Kagan, who was appointed to the bench, never judged a case a day in her life? And she was also responsible for queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, she did the following. Alina Kagan, who now sits on the bench, hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgenderism, blank, and involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. She's also known for attacking America's military. And she was appointed. And she was approved by your Senate. This is 12 years ago, friends. Folks, see, what is destroying America is what Americans are tolerating. I cannot overemphasize it enough. Keep my commandments and live, period. Don't, then I'm going to bring judgments. And that's what's happening. Again, that's something that we need to hear over and over and over again until people finally figure out it's their responsibility, because at the end of the day, it is. I want to play this video for you. Man, this guy, we highlighted a video earlier this week concerning the UN and how they're alluring migrants into America. They've sworn secrecy, and they are UN soldiers. And what they're working on now is disarming the American people. And once that goes forward, if the American people let it, do remember that that's your last mercy right there. That is your last step to you losing everything and allowing the tyrants to do at will what it is that they so desire to do, at least temporarily. Just highlighted that video over the last couple days, and I want to play another video for you from the same guy and how the powers that are tolerated, you know, the same ones that have been attacking you and have attacked you numerous times, The same ones that are allowed to stay there again, all the while knowing that 20 million people in this country alone have been murdered through a genocide called the experimental jab. Through this created coronavirus, which has nine strains and 99.997% heal on their own. You know that one, right? It's a cold strain. They convinced some of you people out there that you better go out there and get a vaccination in bold face contrast to the word of God when the Lord said, the life is in the flesh, the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. Where is the enemy going? To the blood. And 20 million people he has gotten to. And now they're gone. Well, now they're aiming for your children, as if you didn't already know that. See, what happened back in 1973, keep in mind, the government has been working for a long time. Corruption in government has been working for a long time, working on eradicating God's law and giving rise to tyranny. And that's exactly what's going on. This is the cycle of men right here. What they said is, you know, the Ten Commandments are no longer permissible, like thou shalt not murder. We need to remove them because that might cause psychiatric problems with the kids to not kill. And what do? They give a free rein over to the likes of that slew called Hollywood. And what do? They teach kids how to murder. They teach kids how to fornicate. They teach adults through their soap operas how to commit adultery. I mean, the list goes on, and then they have the audacity to call it free speech. That is not free speech. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. Charles D. Montesquieu. These devils, listen to me carefully, and I'm not mincing words. These devils are now given permission to go ahead and do it again. Even over the last 3 years, they've been given permission to do it again. Do you know that they're relinquishing created authorities to the Department of Health, friends, to quarantine, to vaccinate at will? See, all this stuff you've forgotten about. How many times has the CDC been now called out, friends, for their crimes against the people? How many times have they admitted their crimes? How many times has Anthony Fauci been busted in his crimes against humanity? The same thing with Bill Gates. But what are they doing? Are they retreating? Nope. They're moving forward. They're attacking your food supply. They're re-engaging another medical assault. This time they're doing it to your kids. But then again, you're talking to a country, namely America, who's allowed a small portion of corruption in government to illegally sanction the murder of their children. So why wouldn't they keep going forward, right? Right? Why wouldn't they keep taking your children and offering them up to Molech? This is insanity. Folks, what I'm going to do is when I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to play this video for you. This guy knocks it out of the park. I want to show you how doctors, and again, this is information that y'all know, are being incentivized. They're given money to make sure that people don't leave the hospital. This is old news. This isn't fictitious. This isn't a movie. It's not a bad movie. It's your reality now. And when I come back on the other side of this break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and kick off this video right off the bat for you, talking about the arrows are flying. These people are now so emboldened to commit the crimes, their fingerprints all over the crime scenes. And the American people still sit back and let them do it again. And again, I'm talking about corruption, friends. The people wanted the answers. Do you think I'd have to be here right now? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, this might sound like a negative to you, but it's a positive to those that are born again of the Spirit of God. The law is holy. The commandment is holy, just and good. I'm carnal, sold under sin. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity community of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, the arrows are flying. If they're not zeroed in on your children, they're zeroed in on your children. That's what you're dealing with. This is what you've been dealing with for a long time. The minute the American people gave way to one baby being murdered in the womb, that began the domino effect. And there will be just recompense. You can count on that. A just recompense for every drop of blood spilt. 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings. What is the remedy? What is the appeasement between us and the Lord? 35, 33 of Numbers. Read it when you get a moment. I want to go over to this because it's I don't want to say it's quite extensive. The information is fantastic, and I really like this guy. He's got a really cool voice. His name is Greg Reese. Probably get him up on the radio sometime. Wanted to stop right there and let you know, if you guys all know who Stryper is, you guys ever heard of that band Stryper? From the 80s, 90s, 2000s, they're still out there touring. We're going to have Michael Sweet up with us on Monday. Looking forward to that. Michael Sweet from Stryper is going to be up with us on Monday, just for a heads up, okay? Okay, so let's get back over to this. I want to get to this video, and for those that are listening, of course, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Here we go.
In an April 16th interview with Polly Tommy, Dr. Paul Thomas explained how the American medical establishment incentivizes pediatricians to fully vaccinate their young patients and fines them if they don't. Vaccinations that have been proven to cause more death and harm than the diseases they are said to be preventing.
Well, as other practices started kicking people out of their practices if they weren't following the CDC schedule, I was getting more and more families who didn't want to do any vaccines, which was fine with me. So we took an entire month of every single billing sheet, and on every visit, on the back of that, our providers would mark off what vaccines we recommend according to the CDC schedule. Families could decline them, and then our billing department, insurance company by insurance company, vaccine by vaccine, we looked at how much money was being lost for vaccines that were refused, just the admin fee. So there's three main ways you make money off of vaccines in pediatrics. The number one is the admin fee. And you get about, it depends on the insurance company, every contract's different, but I would average it out to say about $40 for the first antigen and $20 for each subsequent antigen. So at, let's just say a two-month well baby visit. There's a DPT, that's three shots, three antigens. Hib, Prevnar, Hep B, polio, rotavirus, six shots, eight antigens, about $240. Thank you for giving those shots. Multiply that by the fact that I was getting 30 to 40 newborns per month. They're coming in repeatedly at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15, 18 months, and age two. So we looked at the admin fee loss, and for my practice that was billing at that time about $3 million gross, we were losing $1 million, over $1 million in vaccines that were refused. So you cannot stay in business if you're not giving pretty close to the CDC schedule. It just doesn't pencil out economically at all. But let me tell you about the other two ways we make money from vaccines. One is the markup, that's small. They don't allow a lot of profit on vaccines as far as markups, but they do this thing called incentives or bonuses, and it's called a quality bonus. Well, in pediatrics, one of the main quality measures is how well you vaccinate. Isn't that interesting? It has nothing to do with how healthy your kids are. Like when I studied my vaxxed versus unvaxxed patients, the unvaxxed were so incredibly healthy. They rarely got sick. They rarely would end up in an emergency room or in a hospital or with any chronic condition. So being unvaxxed results in very healthy kids who don't use a lot of medical dollars. Every health system should want that, but it's reversed. It's all flipped. It's bizarre. You're supposed to have had your kids up to date about 80% of them by age two. Guess what percentage of my population was at fully vaccinated age two? 1%. The goal is 80%.
See, this is why they try to scare people into submission.
Minus. Basically, what that means is not only do I not get paid the normal amount for everything else we do in the office, I get dinged maybe 10 or 15% off of those RVUs, relative value units that are ascribed. Everything you do in medicine is given a value. If you do very well on your quality measures, you're a really good vaccinator, you may get an additional 10% on everything you do in your office. That's huge. SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. When you hear the word syndrome, it means we don't know what it is. We don't know what causes it. Well, we actually have a pretty good clue because there are six data sets, studies, that looked at SIDS when that infant died relative to when they got a vaccine. In one data set, 97% were in the first 10 days after the vaccine. For the six other studies, a couple of them showed that 50% of the deaths happened in the first week. But 75 to about 90% of those deaths are happening in the first week after vaccines in all these studies.
Whoa.
We've known this for decades. The countries that have the most infant
this
vaccines
is mass
have the
murder,
highest infant
mortality. Friends.
Guess where the U.S. stands? We are number one in infant vaccines. We are number one in industrial countries for infant mortality. There's a document, 450-page legal document, that has tables showing for every single disease for which we have a vaccine, there are more deaths from the vaccine than there are from the disease for which we have that vaccine.
Of course.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Folks, I mean, this is mass murder. That's what this is. I mean, to sit there and suggest that we're going to act like we don't know what it is. And isn't it interesting how laborious people are and how they have to be to prove the burden that belongs to those that are selling to us what it is that they're trying to force down our throats or into our bloodstreams? Why is it that we are the ones that have to stand with the burden of proof saying, no, we're not going to do it, when in fact that burden should be laid on them? They don't have the answers. And that's why they've done so much of this censoring across the boards in this country. Did you guys know that in Canada right now, this just came to my aid, in Canada right now, there is a woman, there's a couple things that are happening. That is until they get into court, I'm sure. But you know what? It's the point that it's making way. But there's a federal judge that just gave the girl a nod to go after YouTube for censoring anything in contrast to the COVID narrative. This is where, and I want to say this because I've said this several times to my friends and people I know, the place that the bad guys are winning the narrative is on the narrative. They're censoring people, friends. And anybody that denounces or calls them out for their responsibility concerning the deaths, just like this guy here, they want it all censored. Here's this lady right here. I wanted to show it to you. Quebec Superior Court judge grants authorization for class action lawsuit against YouTube over COVID-19 censorship on its platform. Hey, folks, why would big tech, why would the mainstream media censor anybody? I mean, if it was the truth and it was there for the people's health and it really worked, it's not like you have to censor people that are objective to the truth that you're trying to give to them. No, this is in play, friends, because censorship is only there by force to stand against anybody that they know people will listen to. That's what they're afraid of. Vimeo went along with this. Facebook is definitely going along with this. I wanted to show you this, too, now that this is coming up. We're talking about the arrows are flying, friends. Look at this one. A former Michigan football star, Obi Ezzi, dies at age 36 as his mother plays heartbreaking tribute to Quiet Giant. Folks, honestly, you don't believe the media, but yet it was the media selling this lie to you by the same liars that have been busted, lying to you before, but you trusted in this time, and then you're talking about singing these sad songs for the Quiet Giant. With all due respect, am I happy about it? Absolutely not. I'm just trying to figure out where the American people are up in arms about the criminals that are out there trying to do it to them again. And again, and again, and again. And you know they're going to do it again. You just watched a video where they're incentivized to inject your children. Kids are dying within a week after taking these shots. And then we have to sit back and try to figure out or put two and two together as to where this is coming from when we all know where this is coming from. Well, why is that? Why is it that the people try to convince themselves it wasn't purposed? Really? Do you know anything about the history of the state or government's friends when they're left unchecked? I mean, you're getting a pretty good history lesson right now. People are going to read about this country in the up-and-coming months and years if the people of this country don't get it right and put the right people behind bars, at least for their crimes against we the people. Isaiah 26:9, read it when you get a moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.